Do you think we have yesterday's Daily News?
Why?
I just want to check my horoscope, see if it was right.
Jeez. Don't look now. Behind the dirty guy has the potential to break our hearts and plunge us into a pit of depression.
Where?
Mama.
Okay,
be cool.
Thanks,
man. Hey. We should do something. Whistle. Stick a knife on the whistle. Come on, do it. No. Do it.
Woo! Oh, what did you do that?
What was I hoping would happen if then he'd turn around and say, "Ooh, I love that sound. I must add you now."
I just wish there was something we could do. Hello? Hello, coma guy.
Get up, you girl! Get up! Up! Up!
What are you doing? Maybe nobody's tried this.
I wish we at least knew his name. Look at that face. I mean, even sleeping, he looks smart. I bet he's a lawyer.
Yeah, but did you see the dance in his knuckles? That means he's artistic.
Okay. He's a lawyer who teaches sculpting on the side.
And
he can dance.
Oh. And he's the kind of guy who, when you're talking, he's listening, you know, and not saying, "Yeah, I understand," but really wondering what you look like naked.
I wish all guys could be like him.
I know.
Are there no conscious men in the city for you two?
He doesn't have anyone.
Yeah, we feel kind of responsible.
I can't believe you said woo-hoo. I don't even say woo.
Oh, come
out. Well, when we come back, we'll be talking about her new book, Euphoria Unbound, the always interesting Nora Carla Bean. You might want to put the kids to bed for this one.
No, you don't have to watch this. Weekend at Bernie's is on Showtime, HBO, and Cinemax.
No way.
Oh, she's your mom. Exactly. Weekend at Bernie's. Dead guy getting hit in the groin 20, 30 times.
I got to tell you, I love your mom's books. I love her books. I cannot get on a plane without one. I mean, this is so cool.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't think it's cool if you're 11 years old and all your friends are passing around page 79 of Mistress Bitch.
Come on, Jim. I love your mom. I think she's a blast.
You can't say that because she's not your mom. Oh.
Want to say that?
I know.
When did Rigatoni get back from Rome?
Last night.
Really? So then his plane didn't explode in a big ball of fire? Just a dream I had. But,
ooh. Hey, she's on!
Ah, Nodding!
Now, what is this about you being arrested in London? What is that all about?
Your mom's arrested?
Shh. Busy beaming with pride.
Okay. This is kind of embarrassing, but occasionally after I've been intimate with a man.
Now, why would you say that's embarrassing?
I just get this craving for Kung Pao chicken.
That's too much information!
All right, so now you're doing this whole book tour thing. How's that going?
Oh, fine. I'm leaving for New York tomorrow, which I hate. But I get to see my son, who I love.
Oh. This is the way that I find out. Most moms use the phone.
Yeah. Don't take this wrong. I just don't see you as a mom somehow. I don't mean that.
Yeah. Oh, no. I am a fabulous mom. I got my son his first condom.
And then he burst into flames.
debating a new deficit reduction bill. The mayor wants to raise subway fares again. The high today was 45. Pink Lake was.
Not special enough.
Ooh, how about Agamemnon?
Way too special. I am famished.
Who I want.
Please, God, don't let it be Kung Pao Chicken.
Oh, you watched the show. What do you think?
Well, I think you need to come out of your shell, Jeff.
Is this dive? Only you could have picked this place.
Oh, come on, shut up. It's fun. Shut up. Well, I think we're ready for some tequila.
I know I am.
Shot.
Yeah.
Hey, come in.
Here you go, Ross.
I'm not really a shot drinking kind of guy.
Sorry, like, kind of lost
track
of time.
But a man can change. Anyone want me to appraise anything?
Mr. Bain, I have to tell you, I have read everything you've ever written. No, I mean it. I mean, when I read Euphoria at midnight, all I wanted to do was become a writer.
Oh, please, honey. Listen, if I can do it, anybody can. You just start half a dozen European cities, throw in 30 euphemisms for male genitalia, and bam, you have got yourself a book.
My mother, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, any messages for room 226?
You okay, Slender?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine.
What is with you tonight?
Nothing.
Okay, thank you. It's the Italian hand licker, isn't it?
No, it's the one he's licking.
She's supposed to be with you.
You're good.
Oh, Ross, listen to me. I have sold 100 million copies of my books, and you know why?
The girl on the cover with her nipples showing?
No, because I know how to write men that women fall in love with. Believe me, I cannot sell a Paolo. People will not turn 325 pages for a Paolo. Come on, the guy's a secondary character. It's just, a complication you eventually kill off.
When?
He's not a hero. You know who a hero is.
The guy on the cover with his nipples showing?
No, it's you.
Please.
No, really, come on. You're smart, you're sexy.
Right.
Get up. You're going to be fine, believe me.
I'll just be in the street.
Hey, the chairman here?
Yeah.
About last night, Chandler, you didn't tell. Okay, because I'm thinking we don't need to tell Chandler. I mean, it was just a kiss, right? One kiss, no big deal.
Right. Nice. No big deal.
Okay.
In Bizarro world. You broke the code.
What code?
You don't kiss your friend's mom. Sisters are okay.
Maybe a hot looking hand.
Stop! What are you guys doing out here?
Well, Joey and I had discussed getting in an early morning racquetball game. But apparently somebody overslept.
Yeah, well, you don't have your racket.
No, I don't, because it's being restrung. Somebody was supposed to bring me one.
Yeah. Well, you didn't call and leave your grip size.
You guys spend way too much time together.
Okay, I'm stoned.
Why did you let this happen?
Oh, no, well, it's not like she's a regular mom, you know? She's sexy. She's...
You don't think my mom's sexy?
Well, not in the same way.
Hey, I'll have you know that Gloria Tribbiani was a handsome woman in her day, right? You think it's easy giving birth to 7 children?
Okay, I think we're getting into a weird area.
Hey!
Hey!
What are you guys doing out here?
Stop playing racquetball.
He forgot to leave his grip size.
He didn't get the goggles.
Sounds like you two have issues.
Do they wait for me to do this?
So are you going to tell him?
I'm not going to tell him. Why would I tell him?
How about, because if you don't, his mother might.
Hmm. What are you guys doing here?
He's not even wearing a jock strap.
What did I ask? I thought I'd stop by, you know, after the, so what are you doing here? I'm not really here. I thought I'd drop you off on the way, my way. Do you, come here a lot without me? No. So, do you think he's doing any better than he was this morning? How would I know? I wasn't here. Really? Not even to change his pajamas?
Oh, my God. You're my friend. I have to tell you.
I can't believe it.
Paolo kissed my mom? Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you noticed, but he had a lot to drink. You know, I mean, you know how he gets when he's dry. I can't do this. I did it. It was me. I'm sorry. I kissed your mom.
What?
I was really upset about Rachel and Paolo, and I think I had too much tequila, and Nora, Mrs. Mom, your Bing, was, just being nice, you know, but nothing happened. Nothing. Ask Joey. Joey, he came in.
You know about this?
You know, knowledge is a tricky thing.
I spent the entire day with you. Why didn't you tell me?
Hey, you're lucky I caught them when I did, or else who knows what would have happened.
Thanks for your big help.
I can't believe this. What the hell were you thinking?
I wasn't.
You know, of all my friends, no one knows the crap I go through with my mom more than you.
I know.
I can't believe you did this.
Chandler.
Me neither. You know, I'm still mad at you for not telling me.
Chandler.
Let me slam the door. Chandler, I didn't kiss her. He did. See what happens when you break the code.
So we...
A Woman Undone by Rachel Karen Green. Yeah, thought I'd give it a shot. I'm still in the first chapter. Now, do you think his love stick can be liberated from its denim prison? Oh. Yeah, I'd say so. And there's no J in Engorge. Hey, Rach. Hey, hello. Hello. Going to the hospital tonight? No? You? No? You? You just asked me. Okay, maybe it was a trick question. Rachel, can we do this now? Okay. I am so hot.
And here's a picture of my mother and father on their wedding day. Now you tell me she's not a knockout.
I cannot believe we're having this conversation.
Come on, just try to picture her not pregnant, that's all.
Central Perk is proud to present Phoebe Buffay. Hi, okay. I'd like to start with a song that's about a man that I recently met who's come to be very important to me. Okay.
You don't have to be awake to be my man. As long as you have brain waves, I'll be there to hold your hand. So we just met the other day. There's something I have got to say.
Okay, thank you very much. I'm going to take a short break.
Hey, I'm
Phoebe
Buffay.
Oh, Phoebe just started up.
I believe I was talking to Joe. Right there, Mother Kisser?
Mother Kisser.
I'll shut up.
Can I just say something? I know you're still mad at me. I just want to say that there were two people there that night, okay? There were two sets of lips.
Yes, well, I expect this from her, okay? She's always been a Freudian nightmare.
Okay, well, she always behaves like this. Why don't you say something
to her? Because it's complicated. It's complex. Hey, you kissed my mom.
We're rehearsing a Greek play.
Okay, fine. Are we done now?
No. Okay, you mean you're not going to talk to her? You're not going to tell her how you feel?
That would be a no. Look, just because you played tonsil tennis with my mom doesn't mean you know her. All right? Trust me, you can't talk to her.
Okay. You can't or you can't? Okay, that's my finger.
Okay,
that's my knee. Still doing the play.
Oh.
What'd you do with him? You're awake. Look at you. How do you feel?
I'm a little woozy, but basically okay.
Gosh, you look good.
I feel good. Who are you?
Sorry. I'm Phoebe Buffay. I'm Monica Geller. I've been taking care of you. Well, we both have.
So the edges get this from you guys?
Well, actually, it's just from me. Yeah, I got you the foot massager. You didn't shave you? That was me. I said to you, I say, ha!
Well, thanks.
Oh, my pleasure.
You're welcome.
So, I guess I'll see you around.
What, that's it? See you around?
Well, what do you want me to say?
Well, I don't know. Maybe, that was nice. Admit something to me? I'll call you.
All right, I'll call you.
I don't think you mean that. This is so typical. You know, we give, and we give, and we give. And then you just get nothing back. And then one day it's just, you know, you wake up and see you around. Let's go, Phoebe. You know what? We thought you were different, but I guess it was just the coma.
The car's running downstairs. I just wanted to drop off these copies of my book for you, sir.
Is there anything you want to listen?
No, just knowing you're going to be there is enough.
All right, well, be good. I love you.
You kissed my best Ross! Something to that effect.
Okay. Look, it was stupid.
Really stupid.
Really stupid. And I don't even know how it happened. I'm sorry, honey. I promise it will never happen again. Are we okay now?
Yeah. No.
I wish you
How the forbidden love of a man and his door.
He pulled it off, and not just about the kiss, about everything.
You're kidding.
No, no. He said, when are you going to grow up and start being a mom?
Wow.
Wait, wait, then she came back with,
the question is, when are you going to grow up and realize I have a bomb?
Hey, wait a minute. Are you sure she didn't say, when are you going to grow up and realize I am your mom?
That makes more sense, huh?
So what's going on now?
Well, I've been standing here spelling out for you.
I don't hear anything.
What do you see?
Well, it's hard to tell. They're so tiny and upside down.
Wait.
They're walking away. They're walking away.
No,
they're coming right at us. Run, run.
You okay, Tito?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, you'll be good.
That's it. Mrs.
Bing? Mr. Geller?
Hey.
You mean that?
Yeah, why not? Sorry, I told her.
Oh. How'd it go?
It's awful. Awful. Couldn't have gotten worse.
Well, how do you feel?
Pretty good. I told her.
Well, see? So maybe it wasn't such a bad idea, you know, me kissing your mom, huh?
What?
But we don't have to go down that road.
Okay. Now, this is just the first chapter, and I want your absolute, honest opinion. Okay? Oh, and on page 2, he's not reaching for her DVD. What's a nipple?
You can usually find them on the heaving beach.
All right, so I'm not a great typist.
Wait, did you get to the part about his huge throbbing pens? Tell you, you don't want to be around when he starts writing with those.
All right, then,